All right, so on a very related note, I'm going to talk about case-finding methods for acute hepatitis C and adherence to the CSCE case definitions. So again, surveillance for acute hep C is tough. Only a quarter of patients have symptoms or jaundice, and diagnostic tests, again, don't distinguish between acute or chronic disease alone. So each health department with our very different resources that we can use for hepatitis C have to use very different methodologies to identify acute cases. And as a result, the national case estimate is affected by this because it's the sum of all of our parts. So there's the new CSCE case definition that includes the seroconversions, but it also includes anybody with an RNA positive with symptoms and jaundice or LFTs over 200 international units per mil. In Philadelphia, just some background here, we have between 2003 and 2011, we had less than an acute case a year that we identified. And these were all from provider reports calling in with a patient with symptoms. So with our enhanced surveillance, we were able in 2014 to make negative RNAs, rapids, and liver enzyme tests associated with hep C cases reportable. So with this study and with that, the enhanced surveillance we've had for the past few years, we attempted to improve our acute case findings since these are the cases most in need, and we wanted to assess the new case definition's permissiveness. So when targeting patients for acute investigation, we use the following methods, including LFT tests that were greater than 200 international units. I think that's supposed to be mils. I'm sorry. Age, so under 30 or under 31 or over 75. A positive laboratory test from a hemodialysis center. A negative RNA that follows a positive RNA test. And seroconversions. Excuse me. We also found additional cases through non-targeted activities through our normal investigations. So we found 136 cases, confirmed acute cases that fit the 2015 case definition. That was much higher, obviously, than before. 2% of these were reported by providers. We also had an additional 31 cases that were acute probable, so they just didn't have symptoms or jaundice, or they didn't quite fit the case definition. So this came out between 2013 and 2015 to be a rate of 41 cases per year. This is 51 times what it was, what we were reporting before. This slide, which may be tough to see for a lot of you, shows the acute cases by the method we used to target them initially. 40% of our cases were identified via seroconversions and 35% by age. Age did decrease over time as we became reliant on other methods. So looking at these cases, if you use the 2012 case definition, only 70% of them would have been considered acute cases. This is largely because of the change in the breadth of seroconversion and LFTs. More than half of the cases were young. They were under 35 years old, and only a third had jaundice. So we conclude that the 2015 case definition for acute hep C is far more permissive. And though these methods do find additional cases, additional resources are necessary for all of these methods. You need staff or additional laboratory tests to do any of them. But sites should leverage the resources available, as many of you do, and additional cases, for example, in one jurisdiction may be found by using age groups to target. So looking at the national level, it's safe to say acute infection has been dramatically underestimated locally and nationally. And as a result, resources for surveillance, prevention, and the services needed for our high-risk cases are really dictated by these numbers, so those resources are lower than they should be. For example, if you look at the 2011 national estimate that the CDC put out, it's 1,200 cases that were reported to the CDC that year. They project that it's really 16,000. That's 13.5 times what was reported due to under-reporting and under-diagnosis. Using our estimate of 51 times whatever the base was, that would be 63,000 cases. So even their projected was far lower than it should be. And knowing in 2015 that there's been an increase in new cases and our data was incomplete and there's likely more cases out there, CDC's numbers are incomplete, we want to speculate that maybe the 2015 estimate is really closer to 100,000 cases a year, which would mean our resources are far limited from where they really should be for all the services we need.